roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
All right, War of the Roses. End of this week, we're helping a dude. That dude is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My name's Tara.
Okay, and you and Tara were in a relationship, but you recently broke up, correct?
Well, took a break. We're on a break right now.
I got you. Okay, so it was one of those, we're fighting a lot lately, let's spend some time apart so we remember how much we miss each other type things then?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so why are we putting Tara to the test?
So, after we decided to take a break, I was hanging out with my friends and they were all joking about how I was temporarily single again and how I should take advantage of it while I still could.
I gotcha.
They were like, you were in jail, but you got let out for good behavior, stuff like that, you know?
So they were encouraging you to, like, test the marketplace while you were technically single then?
Yeah, and I was like, it's not like that. We're on a break from each other, but we're not messing around with other people. And one of my buddies goes, does she know that? And then they all started talking about this one friend of ours who was on a break, and his girl slept with, like, four dudes, and he found out about it.
Okay. So your worry is that Tara will sleep around with a bunch of dudes while she's on a break?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. But you realize that, like, this is what being on a break means, right? I mean, you're not in a relationship, correct?
Yeah, but I don't think it gives you permission to go around and sleep with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're planning on getting back together.
Okay, so that's how you feel, but we need to see how she feels about that. So this is the best way to do that, because you're basically going to hear what she decides to do with a free pantygram. And if she decides, you know, that she's truly single right now, I'm going to be very curious to hear what she does with it. So before we get started, I need to make sure you're okay with us putting all this on the air.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here we go.
Starting at random.
Hello.
Morning. I'm calling to speak with a Tara, please.
This is her.
Hey, Tara. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you?
I'm good. What's this about?
So, listen, the reason I was calling is because we started this new promotion this year to welcome back some of our loyal customers. And we're basically drawing names from our customer database every month, and we give them prizes. And this month, you were one of our winners. So I was calling to let you know how you can redeem your prize, only if you're interested.
Okay, what's the prize?
So it's called the VS Pantygram, and the way it works is you get to choose somebody to receive it, and we send that person a personalized telegram from you, but, you know, instead of like a boring note that says, thinking of you, we send them a little box with a pair of real lace panties inside, and they come with a note, and you can put whatever you want on it. So the box gets open, there's sexy panties in there, and the note will say something like, you know, thanks for last night, or can't wait for this weekend. Just anything like that.
Okay, that's actually really cute.
Yeah, it really is. We started it Valentine's Day, like, as a promotion, but we got such a big response, we decided to keep it going all year.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, so I get to sign one of these?
Yes, and the whole thing is paid by us, so it's completely free. So do you want to try it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, great. So a couple of things from you. First, what color panties do you want to send? We have red, black, or pink?
I guess I'll do black.
Okay, and who do you want to send the pantygram to? I'm going to need a first and last name.
Good question. Who do I want to send this to? You said first and last name?
Yes. Yes, first and last name, please.
Okay, so the first name is Chris, and the last name is spelled B-R-E-S.
Okay, thanks. I got that. Now, what do you want the message to be on your note?
Let me think a second. Okay, you said you wanted me to make the first move, so here you go.
Oh, I love it. That's really bold. That's a heck of a first move.
Well, it was either that or wear a bra that says open for business across the front, so.
What the f***, Tara? Is this what being on a break means to you, that you're open for business?
Hello? Wait.
Yeah, hi, it's your boyfriend, remember me?
What are you doing on the phone right now?
Hey, Tara, listen, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. That was your boyfriend, Jason, you just heard. He's actually been listening the entire time.
Okay.
So this is what you think of us taking a break with for? so you can go sleep around with other guys?
Okay, first of all, you were the one who wanted to do the break in the first place. It wasn't my deal at all, so don't get all mad at me that I'm moving on with my life.
It was both our idea. You wanted to do it too. I guess the only difference is that I wanted to stop arguing so much and you wanted to screw other people.
All right, well, he just hung up. Honestly, Tara, I always took the whole let's take a break thing as let's literally break up for a while and be single again. I'm not seeing you as the bad guy here.
Well, thanks. I mean, he's just very insecure and a jealous person, so...
Well, that is not a good combo to having a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't because, I mean, he's really loyal, which I love, but sometimes it's just too much to deal with, you know?
Tara, are you trying to hook up with this other guy, like the one you sent the pantygram to?
Well, I mean, you heard what I said, so...
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you see yourself getting back with Jason, though, at any point?
I mean, maybe, but, like, definitely not right now.
Not right now, yeah. I think that's what he probably wants.
Then he shouldn't have come up with the idea to take a break.